Good evening and welcome to Ignite Depot. My name is Apostle Milton Jones. I want to thank you for taking time out to join us here on Kingdom Encounter Live. I know that God has a word for you this evening, a due season, a word that will ultimately change your life forever. And before we get started, we're going to make our declaration in accordance with Isaiah 61:1. And many people have asked the question, why do you always make this declaration before you ever minister? Whether it's through a podcast, whether it's through a live service, whether it's in a Bible group, why do you always make this declaration? Well, years ago, the Father and I was getting ready to minister the word, and this is what he said. Before you ever minister the word, this is the declaration I want you to make. I want you to declare before the people that the Spirit, my Holy Spirit, is upon you, because I am the one who has anointed you. And because I am the one who has anointed you, these are the things I have anointed you to do. He says, I have anointed you to preach good tidings to the poor. He says, I have anointed you and sent you to go forth and heal the brokenhearted. So tonight, before we go on with our declaration, we're going to do just that. We're going to pray for those who are brokenhearted, those who have had things happen in their life, those who have had situations and circumstances that just left them with more questions than answers, those who have been devastated over the things that have been happening, you know, over in Israel, over there in Gaza, things that have been happening over in Russia, things that have been happening in the Ukraine, things, it seems like there's war after war and kingdom going against kingdom and nation going against nation, just like Jesus had prophesied in Matthew 24. But he also gave us an opportunity to be able to pray for those who were going through these situations. And we're going to take an opportunity to do that right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, to you alone we give all the glory, the honor, and praise. Father, I lift up everyone who has experienced a broken hearted, those who have been devastated by the wars and the tragedies, and those who've been devastated by nation coming against nation and kingdom going against kingdom. Father, we bind the spirit of division. We bind the spirit, Father God, of fear. We bind those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing to their lives. We speak deliverance to those who are captive. We speak the wholeness to those, Father God, who have been brokenhearted, those who have been wounded, those who have been devastated, those, Father God, who are experiencing mental illness, and those who are experiencing hurt and pains and sorrows and griefs. We speak life, the life of Jesus over them right now. We speak your shalom, shalom, peace over them right now. We declare and decree that the resources and provisions are released into their hands right now. We speak healing. We declare healing to their bodies from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father, we call back in their prodigal sons and daughters, Father God, who've turned away from you and walked out into the world. We call them back in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Satan, you will take your hands off of them. You will cease in your maneuvers. You will desist in your operations. We speak, Father God, over politicians, Father God, for the decisions over leaders of nations, over leaders of communities, over leaders of provinces and states and mayors and governors and judges and politicians right now, over CEOs of businesses and supervisors. We speak to them right now. For Father, you hold the heart of the king in your hand and you turn it as you will. We declare and decree that they will begin to make decisions. They will begin to make legislations. They will begin to make policies and rules and process and guidelines that will line up with your kingdom of God agenda. That you're raising up leaders right now. You're promoting in accordance to your word, Father God, where you raise up one, but you sit down another. You will raise up one who will follow your kingdom of God principles and will implement your principles. As we begin to pull down, pluck up, tear down, and destroy old kingdoms, old world systems, old world ways of doing things, and replace them to build and to plant the kingdom of God across every sphere of influence, from government to financial systems to education to media to entertainment, within the church, Father God, within the school system. Father, your kingdom come. We declare in the name of Jesus that your will is being done on earth just like it is in heaven. Healing now to the brokenhearted. Not only just healed, but wholeness. And the captives, we declare and decree, they receive liberty or freedom right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are in prison, Father God, whether it be natural prison or in spirit or experiencing spiritual death because they have not made a decision to make Jesus the Lord of their life, they are being made free right now because they're coming in right relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I declare and decree right now the day of vengeance of our God. And I declare and decree that we will comfort all who mourn right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give them beauty for their ashes. Father God, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, they receive joy for the spirit of heaviness right now in Jesus' name. I call it done. Ministering angels, harvesting spirits, we release you to go forth down. Cause these things to happen. Cause these things to come into their lives right now. And as a result of it, their lives are forever changed and glory, honor, and praise is given to our Heavenly Father. Glory, honor, and praise is given to Him. And He shall be glorified in all that's said and done. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Let us all say amen and glory to God. Now say this with me. Amen. So be it in my life right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I believe you receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Well, my name is Apostle Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Ignite Deep. Joining our Kingdom Encounter live broadcast. I know this is going to be a right now word for you in the name of Jesus. Now, we're picking up with our series that we've been in called Babylon is Fallen, still talking about the Babylonian system or the world system. Jesus had prophesied thousands of years before that the system is destined to fail. And if you look around, it's beginning to fall apart, even at the very seams. They don't put duct tape on it. They don't put chicken wire on it. They don't wrap it up with a coat hanger. They got masking tape on it, and it's still leaking out at the seams. But be of good cheer, because God has already made a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. He also says that one thing we need to make sure we're doing, we need to live like Jesus could come at any moment, because according to scripture, He can come at any moment. And we talked about last time, we're living ready. We're talking about this time how, you know, for those who are already ready, you can be expected to be captured away, called away, another way of saying it, you can be raptured up out of here, swept away any moment now in the name of Jesus. We talked about this last time when we was looking at Luke chapter 17, verse number 35. And we were talking about how that Jesus said there was going to be a sweeping away, and He was prophesying. He was telling them there is going to be a sweeping away. And who are those who are going to be swept away? Those who identify, whose spirits identify with Him, those who are living ready, those who are expecting Him to show up at any time. He says there, your life, you will be swept away, and you will be swept away. And when you get swept away, you will meet Him in the air. And we're going to pick that up here in the name of Jesus. Now it says, it was telling us before in verse 31, we were talking about on that day when the Son of Man comes. I'm still reading out the Passion Translation. It says this, one will be outside and that person won't even have enough time. This is how fast it's going to happen. You won't even have time to go back into the house to gather your belongings. And there will be some who are toiling in the field, and you won't even have time to run back home to get your stuff. He says, and don't forget the example of Lot's wife and what happened to her when she turned around. He told her, don't, whatever you do, when you leave, run out and don't look back. When she looked back, she became a pillar of salt. She became a fixed. And what happened? She got stuck there. And he also says this, all who are obsessed with being secure in this current life, when you are so attached to this world that you're not willing to release this world, this life in this world, he says, you will lose it all. He says, including your own life. He says, but for those who have let go, those who have made a decision to let go of this current life and surrender themselves and discover the true life that is in Christ Jesus. He says, not only will you live like heaven on earth in this life, he says, but you have a great expectation in that which is to come. He says, for in that night that the Son of Man, talking about our Lord Jesus Christ, appears on a cloud in the air. He says, this is what's going to happen. He says, there will be two lying in their bed. One will be suddenly swept away, raptured away, while the other will be left alive. There also will be two women working together at a household duties. One will be suddenly swept away, while the other will be left alive. Then Jesus' apostle asked, he says, Lord, where will this judgment happen? Jesus said this to them. He says, it will be obvious, for wherever there are those who are spiritually dead. You know what the word, what it means to be spiritually dead? Spiritually dead simply means you are separated from the life that Jesus came and made available to you. You have made a decision. I'd rather continue to hold on to this life that I have right now than to let this life go and accept the true life that has been made available to me through Christ Jesus. How do you know that? Because if you're thinking about when Adam and Eve was in the garden, remember when God said to Adam, he said, Adam, he says, all the trees of this garden you may freely eat, but in the day that you eat of this one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. That word die, he wasn't talking about simply spiritual, physical death, but he was actually talking about spiritual death, which means you're going to separate yourself from God's way of doing things, or separate yourself from the kingdom of God, and you will be transferred over into another kingdom, which is the kingdom of darkness. Now, Adam and Eve, all they knew was the kingdom of God. But in the moment that they partake of that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, just like God said, they separated themselves from him and his way of doing things and was transferred over into the kingdom of darkness. But thanks be unto God that he didn't leave us that way. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. And we found out that when Jesus came, he came and he not only restored us back to right relationship with our Lord Jesus, with our Heavenly Father, but he also restored us back into the kingdom of God. And we was delivered, according to Colossians chapter 1:13, we was delivered from the kingdom of darkness and we was translated over to the kingdom of his dear son, the dear son of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have received the forgiveness of sins. And with those sins not only forgiven, but we have received forgiveness and the remission of all sins. In other words, our sins have been wiped away, not covered, but wiped away. And he says, now that you are in my kingdom, now that you are followers of Jesus, you need to live ready, because there's going to come a day when the Son of Man is going to come back. And when he comes back, he's coming back for those whose spirits identify with his. In fact, it says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It talks about how when he comes back, he says, we shall not all sleep. Not all of us are going to die. He says, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible, talking about this body, he says, will be put on incorruption. And he says, and this mortal, talking about where death has, we could die, he says, will put on immortality. And he says, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So death, that was used to have power over you, death is swallowed up in victory. And you will be able to say, oh death, where is your sting? Oh Hades, oh hell, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who has what? Given us. Who is us? Those who are in Christ Jesus. He says he's given us the victory over death. He's given us the victory over death. How? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. The moment you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, guess what also happened? You were delivered from spiritual death. You were delivered out of that. And as a result of being delivered from spiritual death, when Jesus appears, what's going to happen is you who are like him, you whose spirits are like him, will be raptured or called away in the air. Now, many people are debating, well, you know, will the church go through the tribulation? Will the church not go through the tribulation? Well, the word of God kind of answers that. And many, what we're going to talk about tonight, has that ever happened before? Has anybody ever been called away? Has anybody ever been raptured out of here? Other than what they're talking about here, when at the end of age, because this is Jesus who is the one who says, you will be swept away. And this is what Paul is writing to the church of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And he's talking to them about the fact that people have died and how some people got upset about the fact. And, you know, I talked about this last time in our last podcast, how, you know, there's a difference between going to a funeral and a homegoing. When you go to a funeral, you're sad because you don't think you're ever going to see that person again, because you don't know whether that person ever received Jesus as their Lord before they died. And you have no earnest expectation to ever see that person again. But when you go to a homegoing, you're going to a homegoing because you know that that person received Jesus as Lord and Savior. You know that they live their life for the Lord. So you have an earnest expectation or a hope that you will see that person again. So even though you will miss them, you already know at some point in time, as the way that they live their life for the Lord and you remain living your life for the Lord, you will see that person again. Now here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, you ask, how do you know that? I know that when my help dad passed away and I knew that his relationship was right with the Lord, I was the one who they asked to speak at his homegoing. And this was the message that the Father gave to me to give to the people. If you expect to see him again, he is already up there with the Father. But if you ever hope to see him again, expect to see him again, you have to make a decision just like he made a decision to make Jesus the Lord of his life. And you have an earnest expectation and a hope that you will see your loved ones again. Glory to God. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says it this way. Talk about in verse 13, it says, beloved brother and sister, we want you to be quite certain about the truth concerning those who have passed away or those who are asleep, or those who have died, so that you won't be overwhelmed with grief like many others who have no hope. We just talked about that. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we also believe that God will bring with him, with Jesus, those who died while believing in him. What is he saying? When we're raptured out of here, Jesus is also going to bring those who have already died before us. He's going to bring them with him who believed in him. Now, this is the word of the Lord. He said this. He says that we, glory to God, he says, we who are alive in him and remain until the Lord appears. Alive in him, what does that mean? Those who are in right relationship with him, those who are living in obedience to his word, those who are living life according to the word of God, who are alive and remain until the Lord appears. When is he going to appear? On the cloud, will be by no means have an advantage over those who have already died. For both of us, who, those who are alive and remain and those who have already died, will rise together with him. For the Lord himself will appear with the declaration of victory, the shout of an archangel, and the trumpet blast of God. Jesus will descend from the heavenly realm and command those who are dead in Christ to rise first. And then when we who are alive will join them, transported together in clouds to have an encounter with the Lord in the air. This is when Jesus returns, but he's not going to come and set up his kingdom on the earth. He is going to call those who are already dead, who died believing in him, those who are still alive and remain, who are still believing in him. He's going to call us all up, and we are going to meet him in the air, and we will be joined together forever with the Lord. And so what is he telling us? To be encouraged and to encourage one another with these truths, that your loved one who died believing in Christ, and for all of those who continue to live with an expectation that they are going to see him again, that they're going to see their loved ones again. They're going to have this earnest expectation. They have this hope that just like Jesus is, so shall we be. In fact, it says it here in First John chapter 3, verse 1. It says, look with wonder at the depth of the Father's marvelous love that he has lavished on us. He has called us and made us his very own beloved children. The reason the world doesn't recognize who we are is that they didn't recognize who Jesus was. Beloved, we are God's children when, right now, if you believe or have faith in Jesus and have made him the Lord of your life. Many people say we're all God's children, but the Word of God doesn't say that. The Word of God says you are God's children if you have faith or believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, and if you have made him the Lord of your life. It goes on and says, we are God's children right now. However, it is not yet apparent what we will become, but we do know that when it is finally made visible, we will be just like him, for we will see him as he truly is. And he says, for all those who focus their hope, their earnest expectation on him, will always be purifying themselves just as Jesus is pure. Why would you continue to be purifying yourself, living a pure, clean life, living a life according to the Word of God, not allowing yourself to get caught up in all kinds of sins and be pulled left, right, and center away from him? Why? Because you have this earnest expectation that he can show up at any moment now, and you don't want to be the one who misses out because you were so attached, so obsessed with this current life that you wasn't willing to let it go. Now, some people say, well, how do you know that God is able to call people away? Well, I'll give you three examples of when he's done it before. Number one, with Enoch, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, it says, by faith, it says that Enoch was taken away, or swept away, so that he did not see death and was not found. Why was he not found? Because God had taken him. For before he was taken, this was the testimony that Enoch had with God, that he pleased God. Second example, when was someone raptured or called away or swept away? It was with Elijah. It says in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, it says this. It says, and then it happened as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two men. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw Elijah no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. Who did this? Elisha, when he saw Elijah was swept away by the chariot of fire. And number three, who was the third person who was swept away? Who was alive? Who was swept away by the Lord? It was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself. It says it in Mark chapter 16, verse 19. It says, so then after the Lord has spoken to them, who our Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. So people say, is there a such thing as a rapture? Is there a such thing as a calling away? Is there a such thing as a swept away? Yep. And who will be the ones who will qualify for that? Those who are living their lives in such a way of purify themselves day by day. Why? Because they're focusing, their hope is focused on this one thing, on our Lord Jesus Christ, and they're purifying themselves just as Jesus is pure, because they're expecting him to show up at any moment to come and sweep away those who are dead in Christ. And for all of us who remain, who have kept our eyes stayed on him and made a decision, we're going to live our life for him. We will be ready when he comes. Well, how do you qualify that for that if you've never done that before? Or you made Jesus your Savior, but you didn't make him Lord. How do you fix that, man? It's the simplest thing you can do. How do you get ready for that? It's as simple as in this prayer after me. Praying this prayer after me in the name of Jesus. Pray this with me. Say, dear, in accordance to Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10, it says this, that the word of God is near you. The word of faith is near you. He says, the word is near you, in your heart and in your mouth. It is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So pray this prayer with me, confess it out of your mouth, mean it from your heart, and you will be qualified. If Jesus came back right now, you will be qualified to go out when he appears in the air. Say this with me. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I do believe Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. I believe he died for me on the cross and carried my sins for me. I believe he was put in the grave, but now he's risen. He's alive right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Save me now. I repent of sin and I receive your offer of forgiveness. Right now, I confess you with my mouth and I believe in my heart. Therefore, I am born again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, now that you're born again, now that you're in right relationship with God, now that you're a citizen of the kingdom of God, what do you do now? You got to get in a word-based church that teaches about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but it also requires you to get to be taught about the kingdom of God and how to operate according to God's ways of doing things. Man, we know that Ignite Depot is such a place, but if you're too far away from us, man, simply look for a church in your local area. You can reach out to us at info@ignitedepot.com, info@ignitedepot.com, and maybe we can help you to find a church in your local area. If you have a prayer request, we'd be more than happy to do that for you. Also, man, why don't you share this podcast? Share this, like the podcast, follow us on the podcast, share it with a friend, someone you believe will be blessed by this. And also, if you decide you want to be able to sow a seed into the ministry so we can continue to get this word across the world, man, go to our website at Ignite to Life Depot. That's ignitetolifedepot.com. And what will happen is you can click on our give tab. And when you click on our give tab, you can go and find different ways to sow into the ministry. Now, on behalf of Pastor Julian and myself, I want to thank you for joining us here tonight. And we'll see you next time. Have a great evening. God bless you. Bye-bye.